Remembering the psalm, remembering the sacrifice, the slaughter and the scale of the loss. The centenary of the Battle of the Somme is being marked today across Northern Ireland and in France, where thousands of men from these shores were killed. Earlier this week, our colleagues in Radio Foyle played an interview with a soldier who survived the carnage. The archive interview was uncovered by his family 33 years after it was recorded. Jack Rutherford from Londonderry was just 16 years of age when he left his home in Barrack Street in to join the army. A year later, on July 1st, 1916, Jack would find himself fighting on the Western Front. This is Jack talking about his experience of the First World War and the Battle of the Somme.
1st of July, and this is the day that we tried to beat the German back, and he held on, and we lost a lot of men that day. I remember a fortnight before the 1st of July, we didn't know, we knew we were going to battle, but we didn't know what day we were going in or what morning we were going to start. And we lay in the trenches that night, and we lay in assembly trenches, which was dug, you see, for the extra men, with just a small trench in the adjacent to the main trenches. And we were waiting to go on. We were supposed to go over first on the 30th of June, and it was split back for some reason or other. So we're doing the 1st of July. Well, the company I was in was about 200 strong on this 1st of July day, and only 21 of us came back. That was two officers and 19 other ranks.
Now, just before you went up over the top, what was the feeling like?
Well, it's hard to say. You just wondering if you're going to get a blight, as we called it. That's what we called the wound, you got a blight.
Well, were you resigned to the fact that you might not come back?
You were, more or less. You were, more or less. Like potluck.
And did you have any personal friends lost?
Yes, I had a lot of my own personal friends, the boys I went to school with. So that was it in the house. So after we left there, we went up then what they call the Messines Front, and we were getting new recruits and into the company and the battalion. That kept us out of the trenches for a while. Next battle was the 7th of June 1917 at the Battle of Messines Ridge. Well, as far as we were concerned, it was a walkover. We only lost two or three men that day, but it was a heavy bombardment, I think, and the mines, they were up and all these things that time. They blew up, I think it was 14 mines. And you could put a cathedral in any of the mines, right, in broad. And we walked over that, and that was helped us along.
Did you ever at any time come in contact with the enemy, or face to face, as it were?
No, strange to say, yes and no. On the July the 1st, we came to face with them, but actually, I think. Why we didn't take the chances that day, they were too evil for us, and we came and to face. But the first actually German I came to face with after we went over, he was in his own dugout, and I'm sure he was younger than me, and that was 1917. I was 19 then, and I'm sure he wasn't 17. Well, he couldn't speak German, and he couldn't speak English, and I couldn't speak German. But he was taking a prisoner of war, and he thought we were going to shoot him. But I mean, that wasn't done. Anyhow, we left there. Then we went down to in July up to Ypres, where you know Ypres. I don't know what you call it, Ypres.
And they used to have the nickname Wipers?
Wipers, when we're Wipers, that's right. Well, we call it Ypres or Wipers. And we went through the battle there, of the third battle of Ypres. we got a slashing there, but not as bad as the Somme. Somme was the worst of the lot. And the conditions there was terrible too, especially the trenches. And there wasn't a blade of grass to be seen. It was all blown up with machine gun fire, but with artillery fire. So after we finished that battle, we went down back onto the Somme again. And that was in September 1917. So the next battle we had was the Battle of Cambrai. I was wounded at the Battle of Cambrai on the 20th of November 1917.
Tell me a little about that.
I wasn't long in the battle. We went over to court 8 in the morning, and I wasn't 5 yards over there. I got the bullet in my thigh, and of course then I didn't go through that battle, as it were. A battle I was in, I then was taken down to the clearance station, and then I was taken to hospital.
Well, at the clearance station, were there many wounded?
Oh, yes, there were. Even Germans lying beside me. Wounded Germans carried out at the clearance station. It was just a big marquee, you know. And
obviously some dreadful sights there.
There were. Oh, definitely. Of course, on the battlefield, the sights were very seen. Men with their legs off and holding their leg. I mean, there's no one except the men was through it and never visualize what it was like. Well, I was wounded and I was spent my 1917 Christmas in the hospital.
Were there more signs of Christmas in the hospital than at the front?
Oh, yes, there were. Oh, definitely there were. Oh, yes. It was like home, you know, only it wasn't home. The nurses and doctors and everything else were always very nice to you, you know. Then I never went to England. I hadn't what they call a blighty. I mean, mine was healed quick. And I was sent back again to the trenches to a London division. Then get back onto my own division, the 58th London Division.
What day was that?
What is see, about the middle of February, roughly, 1918. And there were 15 of us all going, all strangers to each other. I was the only one who was going to the company, this company that I was going to, the 214th Machine Gun Company. And where did we land? At Passchendaele. Another bad place like I saw, but thank God the division I went to was going, and the fortnight was drawn out. So then we came out of Passchendaele and went down again to the Somme. This is the London division now, not the division. And we were there for the big German push, March 1918. and he put us back for miles. And we had to dump our guns to save ourselves. And then we were this is in front of Amiens now. And we had to make a stand there. And we made the stand there. And we didn't lose so many men, but most of them was captured. But I was too quick for them. But we made the stand there anyhow, and we got our guns again, and we held it there, and we beat back the Germans. Then we were sent back again behind the line to recuperate, and we landed up again at in front of a place called Lille, L-I-L-L-E, and we finished there. On my last Christmas on 1918, I was on my way home to be discharged. I was actually in the boat coming from Dunkirk to Southampton on Christmas Day.
That was a happier time.
That was a happy time. When I landed home January 1919.
So what was the feeling like on the boat at that time on the way back?
Well, we're all jolly, but the only thing we were afraid of course, there could be talk, we were afraid of mines. I mean, coming down the English Channel from Dunkirk to Southampton. But we enjoyed ourselves anyhow.
An air of relief, obviously?
Oh, yes, naturally. I was my way home. We're all on my way home.
And were you excited about the fact, the thought of coming home?
Oh, yes, very much so. And about 3 days in England then, and I came over by boat from Dunluce, as they call it now, or from Holyhead to Dublin. Dunluce, they call it now. And they were train home. But she wasn't fast enough.
Jack Rutherford talking there. There'll be a lot more coverage on BBC Radio 1 TV today and over the weekend. You can head to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster or /NI, and there are more details up there. But if you're tuned in over the weekend, you will definitely hear, including on Sunday, that's obviously the 3rd at 12 o'clock on BBC Radio Ulster. There is a programme produced by Cameron Mitchell and presented by Jerry Kelly, and it's called The Green Fields of France, and very much worth a listen.
History
with BBC Northern Ireland.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride?
In a special documentary marking the centenary of the Battle of the Somme, Jerry Kelly explores the background to his favourite song.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride?
This is a song about the First World War.
Did they really believe that this war would end wars?
When they stand here with tears rolling down and they talked about how, as young men, that they had lost their best friends, their brothers.
The Green Fields of France.
There he is. That's him.
Sunday at noon. And afterwards at bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster.
Now, next up on the programme this morning, let's turn to politics. What a week it's been at Westminster. Even by recent standards, yesterday was quite a day. Michael Gove announced his surprise bid for the Conservative Party leadership, and then Boris Johnson quit the race. Meanwhile, the civil war in the Labour Party keeps raging. This is how most of the week unfolded.
You know I'm not one to break promises.
Let me welcome the new member for Tooting to her place. Yeah. I think I'd advise her to keep her mobile phone on. She might be in the shadow cabinet by the end of the day.
Labour MPs will vote today on a motion of no confidence in Jeremy Corbyn. About two-thirds of his frontbench team have quit in protest at his leadership.
Don't let the media divide us. Don't let those people who wish us ill divide us. Stay together, strong and united for the kind of world we want to live in. Thank you very much.
Just in the last few minutes, Jeremy Corbyn has lost a vote of confidence.